takes.
And you count.
Precious.
Pacific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raise 10-0.
Even.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Welcome to part two of the WAG's Imaginary Radio Show Halloween Special.
One, two, three, four.
Would you like to sing it, Dick?
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Okay, this one I found pretty interesting. It's the Funhouse Mummy. A prop at a carnival was discovered not to be made of the usual combination of paper mache and carny spit, but human skin and bone. All the little kiddies at the haunted house had been poking and giggling at a real mummified dead body. The truth. Apparently the smell wasn't just coming from the convict manning the corn dog stand. Back in 1976, a camera crew filming an episode of The $6 Million Man began to set up in the haunted house at the New Pike Amusement Park in Long Beach, California. As they were moving aside a hanging man prop, they accidentally knocked off its arm and discovered human bones inside. Bionic, this poor sap wasn't. The story gets stranger. The body was actually that of criminal mastermind Elmer McCurdy, who was killed in a shootout after robbing a train in 1911. The princely sum, old Elmer, got killed... Oh, the pricely?
Princely.
Oh,
no,
it
princely.
Is other. Okay, the princely sum old Elmer got killed for, $46 and two jugs of whiskey. McCurdy was embalmed by the local undertaker, and apparently the guy was so darn pleased with his work that he propped the corpse up in the funeral home as evidence of his skills. People were charged 5 cents to see the corpse, which they paid by dropping a nickel in the cadaver's mouth.
Ugh.
Remember that little bit of history the next time somebody turns their nose up at you for liking Hostel 2? Think it can't get any stranger? Oh, you naive fool. After several years of raking in the nickels, how exactly these coins were retrieved after being dropped into the corpse's mouth is something probably best left to the imagination. Our enterprising undertaker scheme was ruined when Mr. McCurdy's brothers showed up to claim him. And of course, these guys weren't his brothers at all, but wily carnival promoters. From that point on, McCurdy's mummy went on a morbid mystery tour all around America, popping up at carnivals all over the country before finally coming to rest in Long Beach. And McCurdy is now buried in Oklahoma because McCurdy apparently had the most entertaining corpse in history. They prevented anyone else from taking him on tour by dumping concrete on top of the casket. No, really.
Wow. I mean, how did he get the nickels out? Like,
look, they show a picture.
Yeah, they show a picture.
It's like an actual corpse mummified head.
That's gross.
Pretty nasty.
It's a good thing to do, just to advertise your services.
What? Show
a dead body. There was one guy that was really famous. In Texas, he was known for, there was a famous mortician in Texas who was known for making bodies look really good, like when they were in like car accidents and stuff like that. And then the day after Kennedy got shot, he disappeared for 2 days, then he came back and grabbed his family.
Oh, so
we gotta go.
Yay.
We gotta leave. And they left. And then they were just jumping around hotel room to hotel room. And they were in a hotel room the one time. He was sitting on the bed. He's watching TV. And he watches Oswald get shot. And he goes, okay, we can go home now.
Why?
Because he fixed the... I mean, this is the theory, is that he fixed the president's skull to make it fit the Warren Commission. You know, what was going to be the Warren Commission. So they said, okay, wait a minute. You know, we shot him from the front. Now we need to make it look like they got to set up Oswald. So... he disappeared for 2 days, and then he came back, he grabbed his family and left, and then as soon as he saw that Oswald got killed, He just went back to
that. Wow, I never heard that before.
I was like, yeah, it was one of those, it's one of, you know, like, I don't believe it, you know, but.
Where did you hear it?
I read it something. I read a lot about the assassination.
Yeah,
and
no.
I read that, and that was like really.
It's on the couch.
It's the Warren Commission.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Speaking of killing women, I think I might have evidence to one of those.
One of what?
In a weird way.
What?
Like a murder. I was at the bar the other night, watching a band, and so I'm just sitting there at my table, and then at the table right across from me, their backs to me, was two women. And the one was kind of facing sideways. She looked just like Christina Ricci.
Mm-hmm.
Big eyes, and it just looked like her. So that's easy to get a visual in your head. There's Christina Ricci. And then the other girl had his arm around her. Had her arm around her. But he had like real big man type hands.
Is that what you keep saying?
She. Yeah. So then finally, she turned to the side. Because they have long hair.
Mm.
And it turned to the side and looked just like Charles Manson.
Whoa.
So I'm just sitting there going, this poor girl's going to die in 2 hours.
Oh my
just for the looks.
God.
It just looked that's really...
So it was a man?
Yeah, it was a man.
There are men with long hair.
Yeah.
No, I know. But he had the when you start looking like Charles Manson, you know, I mean,
was
he kept
the swastika
it going.
On the forehead?
No, but I mean, it was enough where I was just like, oh my God, Charles Manson's dating Christina Ricci. And I'm just saying
but
to myself...
See, this is where your theory is flawed, because Charles Manson never actually killed anyone.
I know, I understand that, but he wasn't the nicest guy in the world.
No, but he wasn't taking them into bars and hanging out with them.
I know, but it just looked weird. Christina Ricci and Charles Manson. So I just said to myself, this poor girl's going to die in a couple hours. What do I do? Because he just looked weird. And then, anyway, so the band's playing, and then he got up and played drums with the band.
And he was the greatest drummer ever.
You might as well rock out before you kill somebody. And then he got up to leave, and he put on a sweatshirt, and it said... The only
Helter Skelter?
No. It's a thinning the herd.
Oh!
You gotta be kidding me. Hysterical.
Oh,
is very funny,
that's weird.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a nice guy and everything like that, but it just, you know, just the look of it. Scared me a little bit.
That's pretty crazy.
I picked up the paper the next day just in case.
You would.
You would. He would.
I know who did it, the drummer.
And now for some music from the WAG. We'll be right back.
this one's buried alive, and the legend is, the thought of this is just nauseating. It's like my worst fear. Some poor schmuck is committed to his or her eternal resting place, even though they aren't quite ready to take that final dirt nap. Scratch marks are later found on the coffin lid, along with other desperate signs of escape. The truth. This not only happened, but back in the day it happened with alarming regularity.
Yeah.
I've seen a documentary on this, actually. In the late 19th century, William Treb tried to compile all the instances of premature burial from medical sources of the day. He managed to collect 219 cases of near premature burial, 149 cases of actual premature burial, and a dozen cases where a dissection or embalming had begun on a not-yet-deceased body.
Wait, can I ask you a question? What's a near-premature burial?
Meaning they didn't, like, the person woke up.
No. Premature burial is when the person woke up.
A near-premature.
Near-premature.
Like it didn't actually happen. No. They tried.
A premature burial
would be they actually buried them.
It means that they buried them. So near, they almost
near
got it.
Near-premature means they had to bury them, and holy crap, that person's alive. Okay. Let's not bury them. I have an addendum to this story. Please continue. Speaking of your mouth.
Okay, almost done. Now, this may seem ridiculous, but keep in mind this was an error before doctors such as the esteemed Dr. Gregory House, gained the ability to solve any ailment within 42 minutes. If you went to the doctor with the flu in those days, he'd likely cover you in leeches and prescribe you heroin to suppress your cough. Their only method of determining if a person had died was to lean over their face and scream, "Wake up!" over and over again. If you didn't react, they buried you. The concern over being buried alive back then was so real that the must-have, not ticket item for the wealthy and paranoid were safety coffins. That allowed those inside to signal to the outside world, usually by ringing a bell.
There's my addendum!
Or raising some type of flag, should they awake 6 feet under. Though answering flag. That bell sounds like a good way.
I never heard of a flag.
Ambushed by a zombie, if you ask us.
I never heard of a flag.
My grandmother always said she wanted to be buried with the bell. She wasn't buried, but with the bell on her
tombstone.
Yeah, or whatever, her grave site or whatever, and the string around your finger. Because if you woke up, you would just wiggle your finger. And
yeah,
the bell
I promise.
Ring.
Who hangs out in cemeteries to listen for bells ringing?
I went to one the other day. They're nice.
Did you hear a bell?
No,
but they're kind of nice to walk around.
What, cemetery?
Yeah.
They're not?
Not in a weird kind of way. Not like a...
They're very peaceful.
They're very peaceful. Right. They used to be parks.
Well, I guess it depends.
They used to be parks.
I lived there, so I didn't even know you would tell people. They'd be like, ew.
No, I just wanted to walk around, look at the people, you know, see when they died, move on. That's it. I mean, it's very common. But that's what they used to be. They used to be parks. And people would go into the park, and that's where the people were dead, and that's what they would do.
That's where the people were dead.
Do you have more? Is there more?
There might be. The mummy. Ooh, okay. The curiously realistic decoration. What was thought to be your typically charming Halloween decoration depicting a lynched woman hanging from a tree turns out to be a genuine suicide. The truth. In the town of Frederica, Delaware, a 42-year-old woman, perhaps distraught by the fact that she lived in Delaware, hung herself from a tree.
Wait, I hope we don't have any listeners in Delaware.
Sorry! Near a busy road on a Tuesday night. The body managed to hang there until the next day, and was viewed by many unwitting, or perhaps spectators, before somebody realized it wasn't a decoration and finally called the police. Once again, it's the lack of complaints from passers-by that amaze us. Even if the hanging thing wasn't a body, it was something that looked exactly like one and would be considered extremely distasteful. Halloween decorations, unless she put on a wacky witch's costume before doing the deed. With the political correctness these days, you'd have to expect 2 special city council meetings and 30 letters to the editor within the first 10 minutes of someone seeing it. We can't help but wonder if the person who eventually called the police hadn't bothered, how much longer would the body have hung there? This happened 5 days before Halloween. Add 5 days of decomposition to the equation, and suddenly you have something a whole lot more terrifying. Also, did the woman plan this? She knew what time of year it was and intentionally hung herself in a public place. Did she want her corpse to blend in with the bedsheet ghosts and stuffed witches around the neighborhood? If so, it sounds like she may have been a fascinating person. I think the next one is kind of similar to that, too. So that's it.
That's good.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You've just listened to the WAG's Imaginary Radio Show Halloween Special, Part 2. Stay tuned for the final part, 3.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.